You and Still are going to have to talk about this between yourselves because I've got no idea how this works. But if you've got a mobile phone company, if you own one, be concerned, be very concerned. There's a new Apple messaging system that allows the users to send messages to each other via their data connection rather than having to send a text. I have no idea. It gives Apple users the opportunity to save a bit of money. Now, Still Guerin's on the line. He's also a freelance journo with the technology people, and he's joining us. G'day, Still.
G'day, gentlemen.
You and Trevor are going to have to talk about this because I've got no idea.
Well, let's go back a step, Still Guerin. So iMessage began when they rolled out the latest version of the Apple software for the phones a few months ago.
That's right.
Right.
And it allowed people from then on to send messages. Now, if you've got an iPhone and you send a message to someone and it comes up in a blue colour instead of green, that's an iMessage. The big news...
Well, hang on.
Exactly. You're seeing it now, aren't you?
Yeah, but sometimes if I send that message, it goes green.
Yes.
And sometimes
blue. That's a text
blue.
Message.
Well, how does it know the difference?
It knows that the person at the other end has an Apple iPhone and it sends it to them via the internet instead of via the mobile phone.
So if that message is blue, the person I'm sending it to or sending to me has an iPhone.
Has an iPhone, exactly. It's a cunning way to find out who has an iPhone. But what they announced just yesterday was they've announced new software for the Apple is coming soon, but downloadable now for the Apple, so if you've got a Mac at home, is iMessage still going? Have you had a try of this yet?
Look, no, I haven't yet, because I actually have a rule to myself. I don't install beta software on the computer I use to do work.
Right.
Yeah. So, because, look, being at the bleeding edge of technology is all well and good for playing around and experimenting, but I just go, I'll just wait till this is stable a bit more. What is interesting about this, I think, is it's really making it clearer that, the companies like Apple, who are not a mobile, telecommunications provider, and others, and there's like other players doing this sort of thing as well, are really going to chew into the revenue of the mobile phone companies.
Hang on, you two know what you're talking about. I'm just going to go to the listeners now because I'm sure they're like me, they've got no idea. On the front of my iPhone, top left-hand corner is messages. So I receive them that way, and if I want to send a text, I know how to do it.
That's how you send a text message, yep.
So how do I send this data message using the iPhone?
It just happens automatically. So if you put in...
And that costs me less.
It costs you less. It doesn't use one of... Let's be clear. It doesn't use one of your text messages for the month because most people have a set limit.
Now I get it.
But it uses some of your data. Now, I can tell you that the telcos were unaware that this was coming last year when it happened, and to the point where they're a little bit shocked. But to be honest, it's still using data, so it probably isn't using 25 cents worth of data in terms of text messages, but they're happy for you to be on the system. And what's happening now is Apple is trying to expand this out so that on every device, you can be receiving and sending messages to each other, and the conversation can continue. So if Still Guerin and I are having a conversation via iMessage while I'm on my phone and I get home, I can open up messages on my Mac and continue that conversation.
I get it. Now I get it. Okay,
it's great because, I mean, if it was in the corporate environment, someone at the workplace might have heard of, integrated communications and all of this, unified communications and things like that. It just means that whether you sent something as an email or a text message or whatever it is, it all ends up in the same place. So if I've been exchanging stuff with you, Tim, via, voicemail, the phone message, email, I don't have to look in all these separate places to find it. It's all in the one place.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
And the system itself works out the cheaper or most efficient way of getting that message to you now.
Beautiful.
But still, Aaron, the biggest problem would be is that it is within this Apple ecosystem. You have to be
part of
that ecosystem. If someone in your loop or in your company or whatever has an Android phone or any other phone, a BlackBerry, they're not part of this network, so you can't take advantage of this communication.
And that, of course, is both the weakness but the great strategy, because if your best mate is an Android hangout and you're kind of, exchanging messages all the time, it gets to that point of, mate, this is really a pain in the butt. What do you get yourself an iPhone?
Very smart marketing, really, isn't it? We know this
kind of was, but I wonder how long that'll last in the long term. Because back in the early days of the telephone networks, you'd have multiple telephone companies cropping up in a city, and you could only call people on the same telephone company. So a business ended up having to have 4 or 5 different phone companies putting a phone into their office.
Yes, I might back for it. All right, so that's that. Now, while I've got you, tell the listeners about PATH, the smart journal.
PATH, yes, the path you take through life.
Oh, that's what it means. Yeah,
look, these guys got caught really badly. They were one of these applications. They're cropping up all the time for you to just say on a social network via your phone where you are, to check into a location, and you can say, right, I'm currently at thus and such Westfield Shopping Centre or whatever it is, or I'm thus and such a restaurant, or I'm at home or at the football, and you can make a comment about what's happening there. You can upload photographs and they're linked to that location. And it also tells you who amongst your friends or even your not friends, people you don't know, who are also in that same location. Now,
Tim's big on this. Tim is massive on location-based social networks.
I just cannot figure out why we need, as a society, to tell everybody everything about us. Why do we need to do this?
We don't, Tim, we don't. No. It's just that...
I think Stilgarin is with you.
These commercial operators tell us we need to do this so they know where we are, so they can go, oh, you're walking past stuff and such a restaurant again? We'll just pop you a little voucher for 20% off.
I'm with you.
That's
I'm
what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all
but
about.
But anyone listening that has been using Path, perhaps you're an early adopter, the big problems for them this week, Stilgarin, weren't there?
That there certainly was. A researcher in Singapore discovered that Path was uploading the address book from people's iPhones, the entire address book, all of the details, without actually asking.
Yeah. That is
genius stuff going on there.
Brilliant. All right, mate.
Yeah, and it was kind of like, you know, guys, this is just not on. I mean, you may have a legitimate reason to do that. And they said, oh, yeah, because when you join Path, you know, you need to know if your friends are already on Path and whatever so that we can just tell you about it, which is all well and good, but like that doesn't mean take the whole address book and keep it.
Yeah, exactly.
So they got caught very badly and they were forced to apologise, and the US Congress is holding an inquiry, and so they should. That should absolutely happen. Mm. But it just goes to show how fast and loose the industry is playing, which is another reason I said I don't use beta software on my computer. I also never sign up to these new services for at least, I don't know, 3 months at least to see what happens, till all of the kind of security geeks have got around to having a look at it and go, yeah, what's really going on here?
Yeah, all right. Thanks, mate. Good to talk
no
to
worries.
You again. Yeah. Cheers. It's Stilgarin. Now, that's Path. Yeah, look, just be careful. Why do you need to tell people where you are all the time? Tell people what you're doing. There's like people on Facebook, and I read these things, and they say, oh, I've gone down to the shops and I've had a cup of coffee, and I go, what? I don't need to know that about you. I don't. It is, look, there's so many things to talk about.
So much frustration in your face right now.
It's already 14 to 4.